Hi everyone, Cliffo and Gabby back after grand final weekend. Congrats to all the Richmond Tigers and Melbourne Storm fans out there. It was a very Victorian, you know,
which is
grand
weird
final weekend
because none of it could happen in
Victoria. Let them have it, hey?
They haven't had much going on this year. They need it this time of the year.
It was funny because, you know, we've talked about this a bit. I went to Brisbane to go to the AFL grand final, but didn't get tickets to the AFL grand final, but just went for a nice weekend anyway. We had a hire car, but it was European, so everything was switched. So the indicator was where the wipers usually are and vice versa. So every time I'd go to turn, I put the wipers on.
And everyone's like, dude, it's not raining.
It's not raining.
Calm down.
And you should spray water on the windscreen.
Otherwise it's
that.
Anyway,
hey, thank you for downloading the catch up. Hang about for a sneaky Alpha Bucks hint. Giving that away really, really soon here at Cliffo and Gabby's catch up. Have a great week. The Hit
Breakfast Show. This is Cliffo and Gabby's catch up.
Heading into snake season, we thought we would get someone on, Cliffo, who has been bitten by not one, but two brown snakes in his life, because we want to know what it actually feels like. Sam Sales is joining us right now. How are you, Sam?
Oh, alive and well now.
Alive and well now.
Okay, how did it come that you were bitten by not one, but two brown snakes? I guess tell us about the first encounter. Let's start at the beginning.
Oh, look, I think it's just really unlucky, or lucky, depending how you look at it, because I'm alive. Well, the first one, my first encounter was in July 2019. I was down on the beach, which is in Kingscliff, which is just across the border of New South Wales, Queensland. And I just jumped off a sand dune, and I thought I brushed past a stick or something, and I kept walking, and then this sudden pain just started pulsating around my ankle, and I looked down, and there's a few drops of blood, and I turned around, and there's a snake. And I was like, uh-oh, bummer, better sit down. So I tourniqueted, and then, you know, my vision was going side to side. I got extremely dizzy, very nauseous. I couldn't open my eyes in the end. And the pain was like a pulsating pain that worked its way from my ankle up to about my middle thigh by the time the ambos got there.
Wow.
Excruciating pain. Like, I there's nothing that can really describe how quite painful it was.
All right.
Monitored me for 2 nights just to make sure that the venom was all gone and I was fine and alive. So
great. Yeah, all right. Well, I can't believe I'm about to say this, but
what happened the second time?
Tell us about the second time you were bitten by a brown snake.
So the second time was about not last Friday, the one before that. It was 8 p.m. at night, and I was just stepped 1 foot out my door, and this snake has come and bit me on the top of the same ankle.
Oh my god!
The same ankle slithered over my foot. So I've launched myself forward into old mate's flower pot, and the snake has either, like, we're not sure where it's gone, because I then called my neighbour straight away and said, come out, you know, it's been bitten by a snake. I've called the ambos, he's tried to find the snake and is nowhere to be seen, but because I was exiting, we think it's gone in the house. So,
Oh, great.
I think I've got some freeloading visitors.
Yeah.
And it is mating season, so I may find two for the price of one.
Oh, my God. Was it more scary or less the second time round because you knew what to expect?
Oh, it was way more scary because I thought, you know, I've survived this before and the symptoms were the exact same.
Yeah.
And I thought, you know, if I've gone through this before and just been super lucky to survive it, there's no way that I'm going to survive it this time.
Sam,
but you are here talking to us, which is great.
Don't take this the wrong way, bro, but you don't smell like a mouse or a rat or anything, do you?
Oh, I don't know. I better check that, hey.
Because you are attracting a hell of a lot of snakeheads. This is crazy. Look, like Gab said, we are heading into snake season.
Yeah.
This was crazy. We read the story of you, like you said, like bitten by the first snake in 2019 last year, and then just two Fridays ago, bitten for the second time.
Woo.
You're still here to tell the story. How good is anti-venom?
Look, pretty good. 2020's trying to take me out so far. So if it wasn't for that, I probably wouldn't be here.
One snake at a time.
Yeah, that's it, mate.
Well, please be careful because they always say things come in three and you might have a couple of snakes in your house.
Please
be on alert.
Yeah, absolutely.
I reckon the ambulance just has your address saved, ready to go.
Waiting.
Sam Sales, snake guy, an amazing story, man, and you're still here to tell the tale. Thank you so much for sharing it this morning, mate.
Thanks, guys. Have a good day.
Yesterday was a huge day for the Brisbane Broncos in the WNRL. They won the premiership for the third year in a row. And we've got Ali Brigginshaw on with us right now, who is the captain, but also the Dally M winner of this year. Welcome, Ali.
Hey.
Congratulations for all of the above.
Thank you. It's been a crazy week or crazy year.
I bet it had. Yeah. And a crazy day for you yesterday. And here we are calling you this early, but you got kids. And kids don't care that mum's a premiership winner, do they?
No.
Nah, cool.
Definitely not. How does it feel to be the premiership winner again this year?
It's just crazy. Like, people keep saying three in a row, and it's just quite hasn't sunk in yet. Just seeing the girls. Some of them celebrate their first win. It was amazing in a year that's been so crazy. We didn't even think that we'd get to play. So to hold that trophy up over a crazy year is, yeah, something special.
What is it about the Brisbane Broncos NRLW side? What's the magic ingredient that you and the girls possess?
I think it's the team, the culture, the people that come into it. No matter who comes into the team, they just fit. So selectors that are picking those people to sign those contracts, they're doing a good job.
It's always the thing, hey, the team is only as strong as its weakest member. So that's always good to hear. Talk to us about the Dally M as well, because it was a huge thing. Not many Queenslanders were even up for any of those awards at the Dally M's last week. So how did that feel to get up and represent?
Yeah, to celebrate in front of your teammates as well. Normally that doesn't get to happen. That was a crazy feeling to have them behind me all cheering. But yeah, the Dally M, it just, yeah, it took me by surprise. I go out and play every game as hard as I can. And yeah, to hear them read out my name was, yeah, crazy.
So much craziness.
Wow. What a massive year. What's next for you and the team? I guess a bit of a break, and then what, preseason comes next? And I guess it's very early to be talking about that. But
when does that start?
Yeah, what's the schedule look like for the next few months?
Yeah, maybe 4 days off, I think, and we go into Origin camp.
Wow, of course.
Of course, yeah.
4 days
yeah,
off, Origin's, that's nothing.
In Queensland, so, yeah.
No real big celebrations then. You're just going to have to hold out.
Yeah, I'll see the girls today. We'll all get together. Probably may have a drink together today. And then, yeah, back into rest mode.
Well, Ali Brigginshaw, you are an incredible person. Captain of the Brisbane Broncos NRLW side. Victors, premiership winners over the Roosters. 2010, the final score yesterday at ANZ Stadium. You're a fantastic role model for people like my daughter. I thank you for that. Ali, thank you so much, mate.
Thank you. Thanks for the chat.
Can you smell what the rug is cooking? The Rust Box.
We hit a snafu this week. We're trying to get the Rocks Box from North Queensland down to Brisbane. And
quite the kerfuffle.
The kerfuffle. And we had the first leg covered. It was Townsville to Mackay today. But unfortunately, yeah, the driver for that particular leg has landed themselves in hospital. So they are not
able
not to
happening.
Do it. Which we understand.
And which I replied, how bad is it?
Come on!
Apparently is insensitive. But we got to get this box moving, man,
if we
want to get it to the Rock.
We do, and especially because Belinda's waiting in Mackay to take it the second leg to Rockhampton. So we need to get it there today. 13-10-60, we're despo.
I'm after anyone who's on the road, either travelling down from far north Queensland, you know, doing a coastal thing, or if you're just in Townsville leaving today.
Via Mount Isa.
To go to Mackay. I don't care.
Who knows?
Chris, where are you currently, mate?
I'm currently at Coles at North Ward.
So you are in Townsville,
right.
And you are heading to Mackay today?
Yeah, I'll be there. I've got an appointment at 8:30 and then I'll be there mid-afternoon.
Mid-afternoon. What are you going to Mackay for?
See my folks.
Oh, lovely, that's lovely. Nice of you.
So what time do you reckon you'll be departing Townsville?
Oh, no later than 10.
No later than 10. All right.
Hold there, Chris. This is good. We've got options.
I can't believe this.
Danielle on 13-10-60. Are you travelling through Townsville or you're currently in Townsville?
We're currently in Kerwin. She just had to duff off for a minute.
Oh, okay, who's this?
It's Matt.
That doesn't sound like
so
Danielle.
So I'm guessing you're Danielle's partner, Matt.
Yes, we've been married 20 years, so you could say that.
All right, beautiful.
And what are you heading to Mackay for?
We're going for work. We've got a small pickup at CSR and Duckworth Street. And then we're heading straight off.
That's
so we should be gone by 9 o'clock.
Oh, gone by 9. We do want to get the box moving. So maybe do we go the earlier option?
I know. Yeah. Well, why don't we do that? Because I don't know. Don't take this the wrong way, Matt. But our first potential driver ended up in hospital. So if we go you guys now, if we lock you guys in...
Yeah, then nothing's going
to
happen.
If you guys end up in hospital... And again, touch wood, I don't want that to happen. We'll have Chris to fall back on.
To help out Gabby, I'd walk it off.
You what?
If I had to go to hospital, I'd just walk it
off. You're walking it off.
Just walk it off. Take a teaspoon of cement. You'll be fine.
Oh, sorry to anyone who's listening in hospital right now. All right, well, hey.
My sister put me up to it, so I'm happy to help out.
Okay, beautiful. Well, you and your partner, Danielle, are happy to run the box down to Mackay for us today.
Yeah, where is your office located?
All right, hold there.
Yeah.
Hold there.
I'll talk to you.
Producer Carly's got all your details.
I'm smiling again.
Yay! The greys have gone back to black.
Guys, we had to get it to Mackay today because Belinda is picking it up from Mackay first thing tomorrow morning. So,
we can let out.
It was a bit of a rush.
Tension.
It was a rush.
And I'm glad we've got a plan A and a plan B for today as well. So,
totally.
Fabulous.
How desperate are we? We're just like, yep, never met you. You'll do.
I will trust you with this priceless box of goodies.
Can you take my kids as well? All right, beautiful.
There's a party going on right here.
Cliffo and Gabby hit the coast.
Because we are taking the show to the Gold Coast next week, we want to give you the ultimate family holiday to the Gold Coast as well. So there is just so much. We can't even mention it all, but Five Nights at Comet SeaWorld, plus a scenic helicopter ride, paradise jet boating, dining, shopping vouchers. Like, there is so much in this, and it's for two adults, two kids.
It's everything you would want to do on the Gold Coast, plus more, if you want it. What we're going to do for the next 2 weeks is a bit of a ticket blitz, I should call it.
Yeah, we want to get as many people on the standby list as possible so everyone's got this chance to win. And so we're going to have like a 30-second timer, and as many people as we can get through in 30 seconds, they'll be on the standby list, and we'll do it every day for 2 weeks.
Okay, so I'm about to fire off the timer, and we will get as many names on the list. Like, I think for day one, because the pressure's really on us to speed through them here, like min five.
Five?
In 30 seconds.
All right, that's our aim today, and we'll see if we can get better each day. All right, here we go.
How many can we get into the draw to win this Gold Coast holiday? 30 seconds on the clock. The timer starts now.
Sharon in Toowoomba, you're on the list.
Hey.
You're on the list.
Don't say anything, you're on the list.
Just yay, yay it.
Number two, Sarah in Townsville, you're on the list, okay?
Woo!
Mika in Cairns. Mika, you're on the list.
Yay!
Woo-hoo!
Don't say anything, Mika. Beck in Townsville, are you there? You're on the list?
Yes, thank you.
Awesome! Tash in Yeppoon, you're on the list, my friend.
Yes, thank you.
No worries.
To Darren in Townsville. Daz, my man, you're on the list.
Yes!
And it's Tian in Townsville, you're on the list as well. Oh, are we done?
I think we're done. We're done.
Oh, no.
Stop.
Sorry, I was just going to keep going. I really got the role there. I was really loving that.
We're going to have to put Tian on.
Yeah, because I said
she was. Okay. After the buzzer.
Righto. I like it. Breaking the rules.
Not tomorrow. I'm just breaking the rules left, right, and centre. Hey, Tian, you're on the list because I accidentally said you after the buzzer.
Woo!
Yeah,
Gabby's a fool, so you're on the list. How many is that? So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7
Nice.
7.
All right, we've got 7 on the list today. You said 5, so we beat what we expected. 7 on the list today, but see if we can do better tomorrow. We've got 30 seconds tomorrow too.
We're going for 8. Come and play at Australia's favourite playground, the Gold Coast. Visit destinationgoldcoast.com.
Trending right now. Hit.com.au.
We haven't seen a whole lot of Adele in recent years, but she was a surprise host of Saturday Night Live over the weekend. She admitted that she was actually terrified about the gig, and she was asked whether she wanted to do just the singing side of things, because sometimes they have musical performances, but she was like, no, I want to do the whole lot.
We've got to remember, if you're hosting Saturday Night Live, you're in all the sketches.
All the skits, yeah.
And they're all live.
All live.
They're not pre-recorded, they're all live.
And she did such a phenomenal job. There was even a batchy skit where she did sing a few of her big hits, and I can definitely confirm her voice is still very much intact. But she introduced the whole thing with what everyone has been thinking. She looks very different.
And I know I look really, really different since you last saw me. But actually, because of all the COVID restrictions and the travel bans, I had to travel light and only bring half of me.
She has lost a lot of weight.
I just love that Adele sounds nothing like she sings.
Nah, nothing.
Like, when she sings, it's the voice of an angel. When she speaks, it's all Cockney English, yeah?
You're so
right. The best.
Oh, you got to go check it out. She's just amazing. Also trending, though, Eva Mendes. She has revealed that her and her kids are absolutely in love with a Queensland classic. So she's been at home a lot with her two kids, Esmeralda, who's 6, and Amada, who's 4, kids with Ryan Gosling, of course. Mm. And there's a Brizzy TV show they've been binging.
They love Bluey. Bluey's huge in our house.
What's up, Bluey?
Huge. It's really beautiful. Yeah. Like, I love Bluey. I really love Bluey. But they get kind of this crazy energy afterwards, and then, like, they play tricks on us, and, you know. But they love Bluey, and we love Bluey, so we watch Bluey a lot.
Bluey,
how many times can you say Bluey in one sentence?
Taking over the world. Yeah. What a celeb endorsement.
I know, right?
I love it, too, though. When you watch Bluey, you see things all the time. Like, you'll see the Storybridge Hotel in the background. And,
yeah.
You know, their wheelie bins look like our Queensland wheelie bins.
Eva Mendes wouldn't pick up on that, though.
No, she wouldn't, but I don't know.
We had pointed out a bit more.
I just loved it.
Yeah, it's
just
nice.
They sneak in little bits of Queensland.
Yeah.
Wherever they can. And Bluey, it's the best.
I got caught out in a pretty compromising position yesterday, Cliffo. At Woolies, of all places. Got to start from the beginning so that you understand this story. But I went to the doctors last week because a couple of months ago, I decided to go off the pill. I decided I didn't want any more fake hormones coursing through my body and I wanted to get back to my natural state as a woman.
This was a big thing. You talked a bit about this to me because you've been on the pill for so long.
17 years.
Yeah.
Woohoo! That's a long time.
So your body is going to go through changes after being on any drug.
It's like I'm going through puberty again.
For that long. Really?
Yeah. Honestly, my body's in a bit of a meltdown. I don't think my body remembers how to make these hormones itself. Really? It's been relying on the drugs for so long. And for the last few months, like, yeah, it's literally like I'm going through puberty again. I'm having mood swings. Mm. I'm having exhaustion. Like, there's all these different side effects. And so I went to the doctor last week, and I had a conversation with her about it. And we've taken all my blood tests to check out what my levels are at and stuff. But she did say, a good thing to do is to get some vitamins that are for preconception. So a lot of women, when they're planning to have a baby, are told to go on these specific vitamins to help get certain levels up in your body ready for a baby. But she told me.
I've seen them, just the Swiss, like almost like a prenatal vitamin.
Yeah, exactly.
Thing. Yeah, they're around.
There's all different brands. And she was like, it might help get your hormones a little more balanced because this will really help the female reproductive systems do what they're meant to do. So that just might be a good little thing for now until we get your bloods back. I'm like, okay, well, this is going to be awkward. Righto. So I was in Woolies yesterday and I was like, oh, got to go have a look at the vitamins. So I'm standing there having a look and I was looking around making sure I didn't know anyone. And I pulled one of them off the shelf and it was full on preconception vitamin. That's exactly what it said. And it had a picture of a pregnant lady on the front. And I was looking at the back of the packet to make sure all the vitamins that I needed, all the different minerals and stuff were in there, the ones that the doctor listed off. And of course, it was that exact moment, my good friend Alicia, who works at Woolies, came around to say hi.
Ah.
She's like, Gabby! And I'm like trying to hide this box behind my back. And I was like, hey! She's like, what have you got there? I'm like, this is not what it looks like.
Wow. It's like you're 16 trying to hide condoms.
Yes!
Alpha Bucks. All right, downloaders, it's Cliffo and Gabby again with an Alpha Bucks hint. You can play this live tomorrow morning, 8 a.m. So Tuesday morning at 8 a.m. we're playing Gabs.
But you need this answer if you want to get ahead. So question number one's answer is...
Lonely. I'm so, so lonely. Lonely.
That is your hint.
There's
for
a
Alpha
sonic
Bucks.
Hint for you, everyone.
Yeah.
So don't forget, if you want to play, you can listen to it live on the radio or stream the show anytime at hit.com.au or the free Hit Network app. Just going to put this out there. I'm not a pervert, but the story I'm about to tell you doesn't look good.
Well, how about we all judge for ourselves?
All right. So I mentioned that I went to Brisbane on the weekend. Mm. With the family, we were supposed to be going for the AFL Grand Final. Couldn't get tickets. That's a whole other thing. So we watched it at my brother-in-law's. But had a great weekend in Brisbane. Nonetheless, it was fantastic.
It's actually always a better weekend when you've got no plans.
It was great. Did a little bit of shopping, had a beautiful lunch, just had a fantastic time. But it was on the plane on the way down to Brisbane on Friday that things went a little pear-shaped. So I was sitting on the window seat. Our son, he's quite little. They gave us an extra seat, so that's good. The plane wasn't sold out, so he was in the middle. And my wife was on the aisle.
Oh, because normally he'd sit on your lap.
He'd have to sit on my wife or, you know, my lap, using my wife's lap. So we're all sitting there, and in front of us, in the middle seat in the row in front of us, there was a lady who would have been in her maybe late 20s, early 30s. And she is on her phone for most of the flight. You know how when you're sitting back, you can often see there's like a little gap in there in front of you. You can see what the person in front of you is doing.
Oh.
So I can see she's on her phone looking at photos of herself.
Oh.
Bikini clad. Right? I'm
too sexy. Interesting.
For my car. And I'm talking like for a while. Too sexy. Like 10 minutes. Min.
Getting, was looking she trying to find a photo to put on Insta or
Probably.
Something?
Probably.
Trying
I don't
pick
really
the
know.
Best angle?
I didn't ask.
Different bikinis or the same bikini?
There's a few different bikinis. Okay. There was a series of different bikinis. Right. She focused on maybe one for a couple of minutes. But I was trying not to look because you don't want to be that guy. Like if she turns around and sees me,
watching
you don't want to be that
doing.
Guy.
Mm.
And all that. So I saw what she was doing and I went, I'm just going to go back to looking at the clouds out the window because I don't want to be that guy. And I'm fighting it. Like it's there. Like when there's someone looking at bikini photos and, you know, you're into that and it's... You know, right in front of you, every bit of your body's going, look, 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 look. But I'm going, in my mind, going, don't look, don't look.
Aren't these
look,
clouds look. Interesting?
And I just kind of, my gaze happened to go that one way. And I'm looking down for a, sorry, kind of split second, Gabby. And at that split second, of course, my wife, who can see through the gap on her
of
side,
course.
She looks at the girl's phone, sees what she's doing, looks directly at my eyes, staring at the phone. Then her gaze just goes, whoop! Straight to me, and she just goes, just makes a...
What is it with sticky floors at clubs? So I've always thought, Cliffo, that when you go to a club or a bar or a pub or whatever it may be and there's sticky floors, you're like, oh, there's been a few drinks spilt tonight.
Yeah.
And that's kind of your first thought. But I went to a club on the weekend. It was their reopening after all this COVID business, and it was one of my friend's first ever gigs. And
we were. The return of live music.
The return of live music, which is so fabulous. But we were the first ones to arrive because we were very excited to support our friend. And as we walk in, the floors were so sticky, I felt like I was stuck in mud.
There's a strange thing about pubs and clubs in Queensland, probably all over the world. Another thing. They smell differently at daytime.
Oh, yeah.
Than they do at nighttime.
They
do. Have you ever been to a pub or a club that you go to at nighttime and you don't notice it?
Yeah.
But you go there during the day for whatever reason, you're like, it smells like a pub.
It smells like a pub. Yeah, pubs have very distinct smells. Yeah. Well, we got there and we walked in. I was like, oh, man, this is bad. And we sat down and I really enjoyed the rest of the evening watching other people arrive. Mm. And there was one particular guy that walked in and he lost his shoe. It was that sticky.
Wow.
And he's like, he had to stop and like, and it was like a jogger, like a Converse, and he had to put the heel back
maybe
on.
Maybe the publican's just like a shoe thief, and this is
maybe this
some
is the way of
plan.
Doing it. Well, it was like halfway through the night, this guy came out with a mop and bucket because someone had spilled a drink, and I was like, all right, what's in the bucket? Are you just mopping the floor with Coca-Cola? Because I just don't get it. The Hit Breakfast Show.